calling. Today is the anniversary of the first date of Superman comic appeared. And we thought we'd catch up with the bloke who is the editor-in-chief of the SupermanHomepage.com. It's quite a business being involved in Superman. And Steve Eunice joins us now. G'day, Steve.
G'day, how you doing?
How did you get to come involved?
Where did the obsession start for Superman?
Well, for me, it started as a little kid watching Saturday morning cartoons. But then as you grow up, you grow out of your childhood heroes and things like that. But as I was once perusing a bookstore, I found a novel called The Death and Life of Superman. And it was based on some comic book stories that had been released in the early 1990s. And went around, found some comic books, and just all got back into it from there.
Cool. And so you've got a lot of Superman stuff?
Yeah, I've got a room pretty much where my computer and my desk is pretty much a room, a shrine to Superman, I think you could say. It's got all the posters and memorabilia and action figures and statues and things like that.
Now, you run the most popular Superman website in the world, is that right?
Well, pretty much, Well, it's a great honour, really. It's something that I've been working. The website's been up and around for nearly 11 years now.
Yeah.
And just over that period has become the top searched Superman site. If you go to Google and type in Superman, it's the number one site that comes up. And, yeah, in other polls have voted it as the number one site as well.
Now, I understand, Steve, that when the new movie was being prepared for and written, the guy who wrote the script actually went to your website to research.
That's right. I met Mike Doherty, he's one of the two writers who wrote the script for this upcoming movie. I met him down at one of the public shoots they were doing in Sydney, and he came over to me, introduced himself, and told me that he loved my site and had actually used it to research the script.
So have you had a chance to meet the new Superman?
Well, I saw him and you know, got to see him a bit up close as he was shooting down in the public streets there in near Wynyard Station in the city, and haven't actually met him in person, like said hello to him or anything like that, but yeah, he was around us and was kind of, you know, just shooting his scenes very close to where the crowd was standing.
Now, what do you make as he is the Superman? Because there's been a few, Christopher Reeve the most recent, of course, there was George Reeves in the 50s.
Yep. I think he looks fantastic. He actually looks very much like Christopher Reeve. He has quite a resemblance to him. Yeah, he seems to fit the part well. I think it's a great casting choice to choose an unknown actor rather than somebody that we'd all be familiar with. And I think that bodes well for the film.
Do you get a few Superman nuts, Steve? People that are a little bit too passionate about their Superman trivia and the like?
Yeah, you do get a few people who, you know, for them it's an obsession. I think for me it is to a degree, but, you know, I don't go around wearing a cape or anything like that. But,
well, you're on the pants, I'll be outside.
No, not at all.
Do you have a lot of red undies, though?
No, I don't, actually.
Now, this particular side and the fact that it's so celebrated, with the likes of Superman and the new movie coming out, what will that do for people that have comics at home and comic sales in general?
Well, generally in the last, you know, in modern era, as far as comics are concerned, they're more for collecting for the story than for collecting for, as you know, for value, monetary value. Older comics, you know, from before the 60s were probably not as, you know, were frowned upon in schools and things. You know, parents saw them as funny books rather than as collectibles. So they're a lot rarer. The first issue of Super Action Comics, the first where Superman debuted, which we're celebrating in June as being the anniversary, there are only 6 known copies in the world. So that's what makes it such a valuable item and why it's considered a collectible.
I understand there is a Superman store in Illinois in a city called Metropolis.
Well, not only a store, there's actually a store is attached to a museum. And in the town itself, they also have a 15-foot Superman statue in the town square. And every June, they celebrate, we'll have a Superman festival that goes for 4 days over the second weekend of June. And they have a whole range of festivities, including face painting, costume competitions, car displays, and the museum itself is just a sight to behold. It's been a collection that's been put together for many and so it's quite a place to visit.
Well, we've quite some this morning. There's plenty of passion around about Superman, and I imagine you're looking forward. You'll be probably there on the when they have the release of the movie as well.
I'm hoping to get a red carpet invitation. Not as yet, but hopefully. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, I'll just speak with you. Good luck with it all. I understand this is quite, it makes you a few bucks, this website now.
Well, yeah, having been a hobby that originally I just was doing, you know, part-time on the side of my regular job as a graphic designer, turned into something that I can do full-time now because I do run the online store for the Superman Museum at supermansuperstore.com. So that's something that's a dream come true for me.
Well, I do. Good for you for reaching the heights of your dreams, Steve. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
The news editor-in-chief of the Superman homepage.com.